In Canada, cannabis is available for recreational and medical purposes. What is the difference?
Hello, I'm Evan Kane, and welcome to Podcast 102, Medical versus Recreational Cannabis. Today, we're looking at the two parallel supply chains for cannabis in Canada. Sit back, light a spliff, have a hippie speedball, whatever works for you, and give us a listen. In 2001, Health Canada launched a legalized medical cannabis program. By 2013, it had evolved into a budding commercial sector for cultivation and distribution. In October 2018, the government added a retail supply line, making cannabis for recreational use legal under heavy regulations, sold only at government-licensed retailers, grown only by licensed producers, LPs, and subject to any other provincial and civic regulations. These regulations share some similarity to alcohol regs, except there are two separate distribution chains for the public to legally obtain cannabis, retail and medical. Scientists and researchers are looking into cannabis to treat a wide range of conditions such as pain, depression, and anxiety, to name a few. Unfortunately, the research has been hampered by cannabis being illegal for so long. For example, it took up until the 1990s before scientists could confirm cannabis works on humans because we have an endocannabinoid system, ECS. This biological system may be involved in regulating the immune system, appetite, pain, mood, memory, and other physiological and cognitive processes. The ECS interacts with cannabis and the plant's cannabinoids, such as THC and CBD. Presently, we cannot confirm definitively, as research is in its early days, yet there are promising signs of the beneficial impact cannabis has on our bodies, be it for pain management, as an anti-inflammatory, helping with depression, anxiety, sleep, and appetite. In Canada, the public may obtain it either through a prescription or a retail store. Retail, also called recreational, first. Retail stores can sell an assortment of flower, pre-rolls, concentrates, oils, pills, edibles, and vape distillate pens. Province to province, private ownership varies. There may be private stores, government stores, or a mix of both. Alberta has private stores, with the provincial government handling distribution. Contrast this with Nova Scotia, where you can purchase cannabis from government-run stores only. In addition, regulations, or corporate standards, restricts what information shoppers can obtain in stores. Bud tenders might offer you some general education on the spot, but if it's busy or if store management is strict about what staff tell the public, customers are on their own. I do need to stress, bud tenders can only tell you what cannabis does. When you come into a store saying,
"Oh well, I need it for pain management,"
staff will remind you they're not doctors, and as far as they know, you're buying this for recreational purposes. Government regulations are set up so that bud tenders are limited to what they can tell you. They might bend the rules slightly by telling you the average effect a product has on the human body. For example, how indica strains generally tend to give you a body high and mental calmness, but it will be in generalized terms. For those with a medical prescription, it's slightly better, yet conditions may, again, vary province to province. In Alberta, you don't need your personal physician to recommend cannabis. There are medical clinics where you can get a script and access to medical websites under a set monthly cannabis allowance. Doctors prescribing cannabis are versed in addressing most cannabis health-related questions. Any other questions like ordering, how to consume, what's the best consumption method for a particular individual, for example, are usually answered by either a separate support team or the customer support team at your medical LP. Another benefit for those using CBD products, medical LPs will stock higher potency CBD products compared to retail. Many licensed producers sell to both medical and retail supply chains, sometimes under different brand names. Spectrum and Aphria patients visiting a retail store should look for Tweed and Soleil, respectively. Product packaging is both similar and different. Government warnings and branding might be familiar, yet package sizes for retail flower are 1, 3.5, 7, 15, or 30 gram sizes, while medical cannabis comes in 5, 10, or 15 gram packages. Medical is usually limited to flowers, oils, pills, and some vape distillate pens. LPs may offer discounts of 20 to 25% to seniors and low income. Beyond that, prices are similar. Medical cannabis can be claimed on your taxes, and some healthcare providers may partially cover the costs. Medical cannabis is usually fresher as it's coming from the LP direct to your home or nearby post office. Retail puts a government warehouse in the middle, adding months to the product before the customer sees it. Furthermore, while I couldn't get this officially confirmed, I've been told medical cannabis suppliers tend to remain fully stocked at the expense of any retail wholesale orders. So if you shop for Brand X weed in a retail setting, stock supplies may vary wildly, yet getting it medically might mean more stock reliability. I've not covered black market or gray market sellers. First off, unlike medical and the legal retailers, they are unregulated and often untested. They're also exclusionary. It's the old,
I know a guy,
bullshit, which in the past excluded people who may have benefited from cannabis. Yeah, I know. You grow your own, you're awesome at it, your friends can trust you. If you're a home grower and giving away extra for free, cool. It's just like homebrewers of wine or beer. Some of it may be amazing, some of it may be crap. Regarding any complaints around government regulation or cannabis quality, by all means, in this new and growing industry, make your thoughts known. But complain to the proper entity. And in a thoughtful letter or email, send your suggestions to whatever government or corporation you think could do better. Do not bitch to your retail bud tender, because we've heard it all before, and when you bitch, we turn on the buy your weed and get the fuck out mode. Remember kids, even now,
do not piss off your dealer.
It is a new industry, and changes will be coming fast over the next years. We're all proud Canada legalized weed first, but it's possible the USA will soon legalize
Mary Jane
nationwide. Things will get interesting with mergers and acquisitions. On my website or on social media, I may also include a listing of government cannabis websites and links to doctors who sell medical. Don't worry about the changes that will come from whatever industry changes are happening in now and the future, but do keep asking questions, keep researching, learn about local craft growers, learn who are on their way to being the Budweiser or the Labatt's of cannabis, and avoid them or not. But be aware, this plant has benefits both recreationally and medically, and I want to make sure we continue to have access to both supply chains. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, please follow and support me, either by visiting my website, evancane.com, or going to the Podbean page, evancane.podbean.com, and link to my social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I have a passion for educating people about cannabis and learning about it. So if you want to support my work, please make a donation to my Ko-fi account. That's ko-fi.com/evancane. And that is EVANKAYNE, all one word. Thank you. Have a great day. Stay safe out there.